Thursday. Civil.
So happy it's Thursday. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Good morning, Tom Joyner. What's going on, Civil Lou? Lie later. What is happening?
Yeah. In Studio Jam, coming up this
Dave
morning.
Dave Hollister returns.
Dave Hollister.
He's back.
Yes, he's back, man.
He's back.
He's not back from the Christians. He never left.
His latest single says he's back, Sybil. Spend the night. I don't see anything Christian in that song, but it's a nice song. I mean, I don't get me wrong.
It's the Christian in you. Okay.
We lost him for a while, but he's back now.
He came back. Okay. After One Woman Man, and then there was. That was Pastor Hollister.
Yeah, man. Pastor Hollister is back, man.
Yeah.
In the night.
Yeah.
Glad to have him back.
I'm glad to have him back, too. That Spend the Night is nice.
That's a nice song, man.
That's a nice song. You can do some nice work to that.
Pastor has some things on his mind. Pastor has some things he wanted to say, man.
So Dave Hollister coming up in Studio Jam. And we have an in Studio Jam audience in the Red Velvet Cake.
Yes, ladies.
I am not in the cake this morning. I'm in the cupcake. I'm up in New York.
You're in the cupcake, that's right.
I'm in the cupcake. City. Yeah, y'all coming tomorrow?
Maybe.
Oh, see, that's the way it is. On Broadway, Motown the Musical is doing a benefit tomorrow night for the Tom Joyner Foundation. And that's tomorrow night. Tonight I'm going to see Cinderella. I'm going to see Sherry.
Nice.
Sherry Shepherd.
I'm going to see Sherry Shepherd.
She's playing the pumpkin.
Wow, really?
It was a joke. It's just a joke, Sybil. You know what? She's playing the pumpkin. It's a joke. What I do, okay?
No, well, she's the evil stepmother.
Oh, she is?
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was the witch.
She got practice, huh, Sybil?
Wow.
Got some evil practice.
She plays Cinderella's stepmother.
Oh, okay.
She's been holding all that. Good for her. Holding all that in. She's going to let all that out. Go ahead.
And Sam Smith is coming up this morning.
Yes, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Stay with me, Sam. Hey. Yes. Yes. All that. Yes.
Hey. I can't say hey. Hey, Sam.
Yeah, you can say hey. Sam Smith is coming up this morning.
You got to have a sense of humor by now with a hit record. So you got to have a sense of humor.
And Tyler James Williams.
Everybody Hates Chris.
Okay.
He's all grown up.
Dear White People.
Yeah.
He's in this movie called Dear White People. Did you see it, Sip? Have
no,
you seen it yet?
No, I have not.
I have, and it's... I'm
with you, Blair. I know what you're going to say. Still, everybody hates Chris, do you?
No, that's the thing. That's the thing about he's not Everybody Hates Chris. He's not Urkel when you look at him. In fact, when I saw him in the movie, I had to go Google and see the cast members to see who that was.
Because
you didn't know who he was.
Because he looked the same. He did not look the same as, you know, Everybody Hates Chris, and he did not look like Urkel.
He wasn't Urkel.
He was never Urkel.
No, you're
I'm confused.
Yeah, but you have Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, got it. Yeah. All right,
but
let's
all grown up, is what you're saying.
Let me tell you this. When you get on the plane and you get off the plane and people know that you're coming from Dallas, let me just warn you right now, you're going to get this. Oh, yeah?
A lean back.
A lean back.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Dallas? Oh, yeah? That's what I got last night, especially when I was in Harlem getting something to eat. Okay, so the lady, the second nurse went on a plane trip to Cleveland.
She lived, her family, I guess, in Akron, outside of Cleveland, and she was one of those who was in close proximity of Thomas Eric Duncan, especially during his early days at Texas Presbyterian Hospital, and she was being monitored.
Two different stories from the CDC. CDC says she didn't ask, could she go?
And she said she did.
And she told him she did. And she told him that she had a slight fever.
But it didn't reach the 100-point threshold that they deemed as the sign. And so...
And when she got back...
She said she was cleared by the CDC.
And when she got back, she had Ebola. So the question is, when you get on an airplane, are you safe from anybody that had any contact with Thomas Duncan at Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas? Wow.
And that is what the passengers that were on those Frontier flights are asking, too.
132 people were on the flight with her. And the airline says the plane is fine. They disinfected it twice, and it's back in service.
They said they cleaned it twice.
They said they cleaned it twice. Okay.
I'm sorry. There's a difference to me in when you say, we clean our planes and disinfect.
There's a big difference between clean and a rain chow.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sound like a rain chow.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So and the other part of this story, Tom, is that yesterday everybody was watching the television as the president was talking about this. And then this young woman was flown to Atlanta to be treated at Emory, where they really do have amongst the highest quality of care, they say, treating Ebola. And it just begs the question, now, did she have confidence in her own hospital to take care of her? Is her situation that different from the first patient, the first nurse who was affected by Ebola?
I agree with you, Sybil. It begs that question. But it also begs the question of, since she's a health, why did she risk knowing that she was exposed and knowing that she had even a slight fever? Did she risk going home? Was the wedding that important? Was it her wedding?
Yeah.
Okay,
it was her wedding.
Okay, so it was important to her, but...
I was trying to tell her not to have a wedding.
Oh, God, please, really?
Oh, come on.
I mean, it's right there.
I know it was important to her, and but she knew she was exposed, and she knew she was under watch, and she knew she had a slight fever.
Yeah, I don't.
And she knew then she knew that anybody that she came in contact with, I mean, you were real upset with Dr. Snyderman.
And I, with this young woman too, just as upset with this lady too.
Was the man there waiting on her?
She did meet with her fiance while she was in.
I sure wouldn't be there waiting on her. That's for sure.
And that takes it to a whole
other
level.
How's he doing?
That's exactly it. Because now the exposure to other people in Ohio, not only the people on the plane, which radiates out into different areas, but it also speaks to the people that they come in contact with in Ohio, such as her family.
Sometimes God gives you a sign, Sybil. Okay. He really does.
You got to read the signs.
You got to read the signs.
Yeah, okay.
He's saying, "Don't have this wedding. I'm giving you Ebola."
Okay.
Did he kiss her when she got off the plane?
He did.
I mean, he high fived her. High fived the bride.
He may have been like Jay and said, "Then God gives me a sign."
All right, I'm asking you, Sybil. You find out your fiance has Ebola.
And you're
going
to get married.
He's on his way to get married. Would you be there waiting?
Well, I'm concerned now because...
Yes or no?
No. Well, I'm saying I'm concerned now because I've been exposed to it. And even though they say, well, she wasn't at that point when she may have been with her family, she was darn near close if her temperature was escalated. So, yeah, I'm gonna look at this person and perhaps not be there.
Huh?
Not be there.
Look, you left us on the road. I know you're
leaving. Time of the wedding.
Ebola guy. I know.
I wouldn't want that.
Is this gonna be a large or a small wedding?
It's gonna be very small.
Very small.
And as, will in a, the groom, as in a party
and will the groom
of one.
Show up? Will the groom show up?
No. I mean, There's just so many things.
These are legitimate questions.
I mean, the questions you're asking are what Jay is saying is not. Yeah. But it is.
I can hear the groom running right now, man.
And that was the groom on the cake. The groom, the bridegroom.
Let me hear the groom on the cake.
Let me hear some day. The groom on the cake.
And the preacher.
I know it's serious, but 11 past the hour.